Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. 11 people survived an airplane crash yesterday morning on Prince of Wales Island. According to the Coast Guard, the de Havilland Otter crashed about 2,000 feet up a mountain. Petty Officer Charlie Hengen says the Coast Guard dispatched two rescue helicopters out of Air Station Sitka and were joined by Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad personnel. Visibility was poor, which delayed the rescue, but eventually rescuers located the downed plane. All the passengers were taken to Temsco helicopters in Ketchikan, where ambulances were waiting. Those who needed medical attention were taken directly to Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center for treatment.
We are very relieved that we were able to locate them as quickly as we did with the coordination, and we were thankful to have the Ketchikan Mountain Rescue Volunteers on standby as well, you know, being able to help out and being available to help as needed.
Ketchikan-based Taquan Air confirmed that it was one of its planes that crashed on Prince of Wales Island. Taquan suspended flights yesterday and is cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board and other authorities investigating the crash. A delegation from China is visiting Kodiak Island this week. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is hosting the group, which is touring fish processing plants in Kodiak and Larsen Bay. ASME is capitalizing on Governor Bill Walker's recent trade mission to China. The visit comes on the heels of trade tariffs introduced by the Trump administration. In turn, China introduced new tariffs of their own, including on seafood. And Trump proposed new tariffs on China just this morning, upsetting markets worldwide. Most of the visitors work in the seafood industry in China in areas from purchasing to development and media. The delegation will be in the United States through July 14th, making stops in Seattle and Anchorage, but the majority of their time has been spent on Kodiak Island. This is their last day. ASME says the trip had been in the works for about a year. And Alaskan skier and Olympic gold medalist Keegan Randall has cancer. Randall made the announcement on Instagram this morning. She says, "The color pink has taken on a new chapter in my life." Known for her pink streaked hair, the skier says she was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Doctors caught it early and say her prognosis is good, but Randall says she expects her life to change quite a bit in the coming months. Randall had just moved to British Columbia with her husband and son, and that was after her decades-long ski career that included five Olympics and culminated in the first gold medal ever for the women's cross-country ski team. Randall grew up in Anchorage and has returned to undergo treatment at Providence Medical Center. She says she's scared but is determined to remain positive and active throughout treatment. Randall started her first round of chemotherapy on Monday. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a continuation of the showers for today. High temperature about 60 degrees, low tonight about 50. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.